Trouble me.
Some sinners, Mrs. Green and Mr. Woods, meet him, bless your friend.
Thank you
very
much.
Let me check you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
You.
Very well, thank you.
Oh, that is very nice.
Yes.
I am very happy. I'll come here to talk with you. Huh?
Oh, thank you very much.
I have many times been here. I have seen you here, you know, different places. No, times. That's very interesting. Miss Woods.
Yes.
Madame Gui.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I give
us a talk
today,
friend? Talk? I am talking. At least I hope you can hear.
Yes.
Because this is completely difficult. This for me no good. Not a good idea.
Okay.
My name is Giuseppe. I have been here good while now, you know. I was here many years, a long time ago. I was artist.
Artist?
Yes, I paint, artist.
Yeah.
I do many bigger pictures for the church, you say, church.
Yes.
You know, I made a good painting. I was many years in France, as you say. I paint pictures, you know. Many people come, many places, many masks, all the world, you know, now to see my pictures.
Yeah.
And in my own time, no one, well, some people say, yes, of course, very good, and like for me very much my pictures, my a little money, not very much money.
No,
no, my pictures, they buy me a bone. You are not artist,
no,
but you are very interested at these pictures. I have many friends here, many amigos, many friends here. I have baptized many people, you know, Michel, all my friends. Here we have precious, where the fishes are blue, you can see, you know. I still like to paint pictures, and I search for good artists of new science. And life, you know, I like for me to be able to help on your side to artists to help.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Did you know anything about this
group
when you were
talking about? No. That is not so possible, no. Nobody, very few people have anything to do with these things, because it was considered very wicked, very bad. You would be, it was so dangerous too. And no, I was a good Catholic in those days. Catholic, as you say, that was not, everyone must go to church, everyone must be good Catholic. Very few people do anything apart from the church. Very sad, perhaps now I see a little difference, but It is very sensible. One must be careful. All kinds of people. One can communicate with sometimes not very positive people. Very loose, very close. No good, you know. You have to be sure. It is a good thing, but you must be sure that the people who come and communicate with you are good people. The church does not like people to have anything to do with this, because the dangers are many. It is so easy to get bad people. Those who are not very advanced, honest, they are not good people, and they are as bound as you call it. But you are sensible, that is different. But a lot of people who it is not very good for them, they must be careful. Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to do a lot of things when I was on the side. But mostly I used to paint, you know. But mostly it's scripture, what you call scripture.
Religious
thing. You know, painting. Mm-hmm. And now I see I was helped. I was inspired. I have souls to help me from inside who to help me with my painting when I was on your side. It's a long time ago.
What were your reactions when you asked the pastor about?
Well, I was not a bad man, but I was not a very good man. Like most artists, we have when you go to church, it is expected of you, and what life is not. When you are an artist, it is special and different. But I was not a bad man. When I came here, it was almost different. I didn't know how to think. You know, I come here, everything seems so natural. I see everything so like us, trees, flowering, forests, great buildings, architecture, magnificent architecture. Many of my friends I have known, and many people I don't know. You know, all welcome me. Art is like and that make me very happy. And I think this is not good for me, you know. I'm not so good to have so much happiness for me. It's amazing, you know. I think, oh, this is wonderful. And everything's so real, so marvelous. And I meet many artists first, and they take me to the house, and they show me beautiful rooms, chamber, everything beautiful, lovely, as you say. And I'm very content. I meet my mama, my papa, people, relations, as you say, family, all sorts of people. It made me very happy. And then I discover I can continue to find the language, and I can teach people, give them lessons, give them encouragement. I have beautiful material to work with, beautiful palette, colors, many colors I have not visual before seen, and great canvas, and we decorate, how you say, the temples, as you would call them, the churches, but not churches, quite the same. Mm-hmm. And everyone here seems very different, very happy. No one is sad. And the old ideas, not the same, you know, the church, not the same, the priest, different, they talk different and now different. Not so difficult as used to be. Oh, the old days, the church was very strong, and it was not good to do this, and you must not do that, you know. It was difficult to live if you wanted to be happy, if you was a member of the church and you followed the church. So most people follow the church with their lips, but it's very different in other ways. And here we live happy. no narrow, stupid things, no stupid things, different of that. Natural, everyone beautiful, happy, all kinds of people, looking very young, no old men, no long beards, no bad aches in the back, anything good, beautiful life. But many people around us, not so happy. They hold fast to us, even now. Sometimes, been here a long time, you say, but still cling to us and can't get their minds. That's a different aspect of the things that they are fun. But they're not bad, but they're stupid and very unadvanced, and we have them. That's why when you go for this, you have to be careful. Sometimes mysterious spirits can interfere. You must always make sure, giving from yourself, aspiration, so you lift up the condition and the passion, so that you get a good source to come to uplift you and educate you. How you need education? Who the earth is full of fools?
You say you're still not
priests
on your side. I mean, can't you get them?
Oh, sure, but that's different. They're not priests like you call priests. They're priests to people who have always been interested in philosophy and spiritual matters. But who have advanced, they don't preach the old and narrow things of the, I mean they preach the teachings of the Christians, the class, but in a different way, not so bad, we all understand now, that's different, we all live in a happy community, and we don't have churches in the same way that you have them. We don't have preaching, and we don't have people who talk as if you are children exactly, although in a way we are children possibly, but it is different. It is a love being brotherly fruits, as if we are not brothers together. It should be, no one wants to be a dictator. Everyone is, although on different levels of aspiration, everyone is, together in spiritual thoughts, on different levels, but all aspiration, all everything is working towards good and much better conception, understanding of the will of the divine parent, the great cosmic force of love, which is dominating at all. We have different looks. We have beautiful buildings, and I use this expression in the church, but that's not church in the old way. Beautiful, full of love and light, and full of beauty and harmony, which has been created by the source who worship, who gather together, and the artists who create the beauty and the architecture, the construction. When you have great source like the great artists like Angelou, Michel. It is marvelous. I've met so many wonderful people. Here there is love. Here there is full love. All battle is, there is no hatred, no malice, no distress, it is perfect. There is room. Change always must be, I suppose, in ourselves, it is good. But all the time we express purity, we express love, we express the things which are of God, Art is very beautiful, well, no one need to...
Something like painting is conceptual, I don't
ask that
question, but...
You mean the subject?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we paint the history of mankind. in all different phases and conditions of life, different nationalities and peoples, so that they are, as it were, a record of man's evolution and development. And also it is good because people can see in this, as we create, their own follies sometimes, their own mistakes, and make a learn from these.
One picture very large, are they large pictures or small pictures you paint?
Some are large and some are so big. Some are very large, it is a new era. Across the whole moon there may be vast area of picture in the subject, which is important to that particular building and the people in consequence who inhabit it or visit it. Everything here is for any purpose. Everything is done which is essential and necessary. And also there are reproduction. We can recreate our own earthly pictures and perfect them where we were not asked to appear by them. Oh, everything that is agreed by you artistically and spiritually is reproduced here. A great artist can reproduce his earthly works, but he's usually much more impressed and anxious to do the new works. So we don't necessarily bother too much about it.
Had he impressed his thoughts, he's got his picture in line, hasn't he, I'm supposed to? Had he impressed his thoughts upon the canvas without perhaps using brushes or anything like that? Had he, I thought, capable of that?
It is possible that although that does happen here and there, on certain seas. In the evolution and development of one's artistic integrity or artistic ability or sincerity of spirit in what one is doing, it would not be good for one to be able to do that too soon. I think that is something that one must aim for and work for, the transition of one's artistic ability must have its flow in a natural way, and that it would not be too good if that were possible, too easy, too soon. No, I think it is necessary. We must use materials to create these things in the sense of achievement. And don't forget that it would not be good for us to be able to do these things too easily. One must have a sense of satisfaction having achieved something. So that is that we do make efforts and we do create and we do have disappointment when we learn from these things too. That in the highest spheres it is possible for an artist to create purely by thoughts. And it is possible who are on the same vibration or on the same understanding with the soul who has created, they can see or visualize these things from the artist's mind. That you have to be very highly evolved and developed in that. And I don't think that many people have reached that stage yet, you know. What I mean by that is that the average person that I've come over here, first of all, he doesn't have that as a condition of life at all. Everything is effort. A man does not suddenly think of a beautiful little house and then find it is there waiting for him. He has got to make effort. He's got to be made aware that he cannot just have something because he wants it. It's got to be earned. It's got to be made possible by effort. You know? These things one must learn from. One must achieve these things by effort of oneself. You must not think, as some people now think, that this world is all very simple, very sort of an imitation of the earth in the sense that it is already waiting for you and all you have to do is just enter it and sit down as it were and become part of it. You have to earn your right and your place and you have to realize it is a real world, just as real as yours is. In fact, most so. That it is the world in which you will have opportunity to progress and to make effort to achieve certain things, of course. But it isn't just made easy for you. That would not be any use. One must all the time be striving, working, making effort in various ways, you know, to get towards this evolution. This is a world of eternal progression. there's something that is already for you, just waiting for you to accept it is there, that of course it is there, waiting for you in a sense, but you've got to be deserving of it, you've got to be able to lift yourself from one sphere or one condition of thought to another, so gradually you evolve by effort and by making mistakes. You mustn't think that everyone here is doing everything beautifully and everything is exactly as you want it and everything is just as you wish it. In a sense it is so, but only so when you yourself have made it possible for yourself. That is why there are different people and different stuff of being on different levels of consciousness. They're all on different wavelengths, as you say, and you know, it is a gradual process of evolution, and what is common to one may not be common to another. It is how you have worked and achieved, and what effort you have made, and what you are in yourself, and your aspiration, and how good your striving may be, and effort is made, so that you can enter into a new condition of thought, and therefore you become more and more evolved, in consequence, and more able to enter into a new condition of life, and everything becomes more real and more visual to you. There are many things that are hidden from many people. They are there, but they don't know it because they're into them, they're not ready to register them or become part of them. Everything is according to the individual. That is why, as I said, there are some people in the world of funds, as you would say, who are near the earth and think as earthly people, and enter into earthly thoughts and conditions of life, and enter into your personal lives if you allow them to. And sometimes that is very bad, because although there are mediums, as you call them, who seem to be on the surface very good mediums, and they seem to be able to produce what you call good things, you know, they're useless because they're only working on an earthly vibration, and whatever they may give you, though it may seem at the time to be very impressive, is of no real value to you. They give you material things which are in themselves of no real consequence or value, and in consequence, if you allow this to continue in contact with mediums on a low level of earthly thought, so you will have these low level earthly communications, and they will not be of any ever to you, inspirationally and spiritually. That is why a medium must lift himself onto a high level of the plane. And those who sit with him or have anything to do with him, their motive must be good, must be sweet, good and vibrational lines of the vice of their wisdom and intent and purpose of his end must be spiritual. Otherwise it is useless. You know, there are many people, many, many people I have been to many places. And I listen and I go, this is not so good. It seems good, perhaps sometimes the people who come, that is all they want. They just want to be told something very materialistic about themselves and their future. This is not good. It cannot lead to anything but confusion and distress. It cannot do any real good at all. And in the end, it may be very harmful. No. It is important to contact those who come from spheres, remove from us the thought and condition, who can help you to make your spirit and your attitude of life to a higher level so that you can live more spiritually and open the doors to spiritual inclination and thought and everything, so that you can be better people. And those who come from this world can use you to uplift others and give them the truth, so that they can see truth, know truth, and live with truth, and be of truth. Oh, many, many people, unfortunately, who make us very unhappy, because they are quite condemned to just have the material things from the spirit, and they're not really from the spirit in the real sense. They are from lower entities who are out of us, and they can only misdeceive you and be mischievous and tell you little things perhaps which may make you feel very pleased for the moment, but they are not on a good vibration, and they are very bad. That's why the church is sensible, and I think this must be very careful, you know, the people coming to this, seek this in the right way, you know, in the spiritual way, otherwise it is no good, kind of thing. I don't mind, and I come like this, but I would not like to get mixed up with people who are not sincere in the helping and desiring to serve and to be spiritually
uplifted. But isn't the church done that?
What did you say?
Trying to kill, isn't it?
Oh, I know the church has tried to, try to make it more difficult, but you see, it is in process.
I would say the church is the least Christian of anything.
Oh, no, I don't come here to argue with the church. I don't say that the church is good or bad. There are nice, good people, sincere people. Sometimes they preach things which not always as one would wish, but one must feel that the church is sincere.
Did you paint the painting Paris? Was it Paris you were still painting?
No, in Italy.
Oh, in Italy.
Long time ago.
Oh, long time ago.
So you were born in Italy?
Where did you live in Italy, in that time?
I was in Siena, in Firenze, Firenze.
Yeah.
I have most of my time spent in Firenze. Florence, as you say,
yeah, yeah.
And Siena.
Mm-hmm.
I have also been to other places, many places. I moved from Roma, but many of my teachers have a school. I don't think I can. I'm sorry, but I don't think I think you should not continue the good work. Yes.
That's all.
But don't mix. It's like the artist with his palette. Many colors are necessary, and so you have to have the shadows. I know that with your ideas you must have all, of course, that is good. But sometimes it is very good that you should keep your colors clear and strong. Don't get them muddy and dirty.
Don't have the shadows.
Not too much.
No.
Try to have the shadows. That is good.
Yes.
But don't think I don't understand. I think the church make many mistakes. I know the church make many mistakes. I know the church do many wicked, bad things. This I know. But it is very important that in this thing you must try to raise this level very high so good souls can come to you and can give you great things which are good for all people. It is nice to speak to nice people like you. You are very intelligent. Very good people you are. Very intelligent people and very good people. And though you not go to church, that's not because you're bad. That's because you think that you, I know how you think. Church cannot be nothing. Well, maybe, many bad people, many stupid people, and stupid people in church. I don't know. There are many priests, not genuine priests, not good priests, many bad priests. Many things they say not make good sense.
Well, that's true, interesting.
I know. But it's good to keep on spiritual level. For that is the best way. You'll be much happier that way. And you make good, nice people happy, you are. And you'll be very happy people because you do good work. And help the shadows, the peoples in the shadows. I love you. For me, it is great happiness to come to you. I love you. I to help you.
Thank you.
I must go. I love you. And goodbye.
Goodbye.